This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 22, and today's devotion is titled, Provoke Not Your Children. Provoke not your children. Our scripture memory for today comes from Colossians chapter 3, verse 21. It says, Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Being a mom isn't easy. And it seems like sometimes children are born to test us. Patience is a virtue that every mother should possess. I've witnessed parents who, it seems like every word that comes out of their mouth toward their children is harsh. There are parents who, without good reason, yell at their children. Parents who are impatient, are easily angered, and pick at just the slightest wrong. Children should never be put down, belittled, or snapped at. As your child grows from a toddler to an adolescent and beyond, he will want to feel understood. Our children want to know that how they feel, who they are, matters to their mom and dad. But so many times parents don't give their child the benefit of being listened to. A child that is frequently yelled at may feel justified in being angry and disrespectful. He may feel frustrated and misunderstood. But a child that's treated with respect and dignity, coupled with a firm, loving form of discipline, will demonstrate the same kind of love and respect toward his parents. I know it can be frustrating for parents when they feel like everything they've tried to teach their children isn't getting through. Very often, if you have an angry child, it's likely there's a reason. He may feel like he can never live up to your expectations, so why try? Maybe he feels like he doesn't get enough one-on-one attention. Maybe he feels insecure because mom and dad fight all the time. Or he may know that you don't stick to your resolve, that you're not consistent. And if he acts badly enough, you'll give in to his whims and desires. Very often, parents parent the way they were parented. Some families have more dysfunction than others. If you were raised in a family that showed little affection, harsh words were more normal than kind and gentle words, it can be very difficult to come out of that cycle of emotional and verbal abuse. And often, as parents, we don't realize that the way we're parenting is the way we were parented because it comes naturally. We don't know how to parent in the other way. On the other hand, some moms grow up and they had a terrible childhood and the resolve in their heart not to be that kind of mom, to be a more loving and patient mom. How do you parent? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8 says, Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Does that describe you as a parent? Are you patient with your children? I want to suggest three ways that you can help yourself to be more patient with your children. The first is very basic. Get enough sleep. When you're tired, you're more likely to be irritable and cranky and lose your patience with your children. But if you're well rested, your mental capacity to deal with situations is much greater than if you feel exhausted. Number two, lower your expectations. Don't be a perfectionist. Your children aren't perfect. You're not perfect. We all need the grace of our God, and your children need your grace and mercy. Never discipline out of anger. When you discipline, speak gently with a soft voice. Don't speak harshly. And number three, be consistent. When you're consistent as a parent, your children know what to expect. They know the rules. They understand what is right and what is wrong. So be consistent in your discipline. Be consistent in how you react to your children emotionally. Shower them with hugs and kisses. Tell them you love them. It's important as moms that we think before we act. There's a great little saying that says, "Think before you act, because you can never take it back." Children should never be put down, belittled, or snapped at. Harsh words tear down your child. In fact, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18, "Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." Isn't that what we all need? A good dose of healing? Sweet words are like a honeycomb. Unjust harshness isn't fair to you or your child. Rather than picking at every little thing you notice, choose your battles wisely so that only the most important issues are brought up. If it is important to you that your child wears certain clothes, allow him the freedom of choosing which clothes to wear that day. Or if you want your child to eat healthy snacks, provide healthy choices rather than complaining about his poor eating habits. I was telling a mom the other day that how important it is that our children are praised and that they don't hear no over and over again throughout the day. For every time your child hears a negative, he should hear 5 positives. Encourage good behavior by praising your child when you notice him doing things that please you, even small things. Lift your children up. Make them feel good about themselves. Let them know how much you appreciate their good behavior and how much you love them and how proud you are of them. Don't poke fun at your child or embarrass him in public on purpose. Sarcasm may be funny to a crowd, but it is rarely funny to the person being talked about. Remember to uplift your child every chance you get and really look and see the good in him instead of only the bad. Remember that it's okay to admit to your child that you were wrong. They will learn a valuable lesson from you. If you realize later that something you said or did was unfair, ask them to forgive you and make a promise to do better in the future. Instead of taking your frustrations out on your child, give them to God. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, only you know that the trials and the heartaches and the frustrations that a mother goes through on a daily basis. Lord, I ask you to be with each of the women listening today, each of the mothers. Bless them. Give them wisdom in their speech and in their actions. Help them to lift up their children, to encourage their children rather than tear them down with harsh words. Thank you for loving us so much. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Help us to show that same grace and mercy to our families. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you've been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, Enjoy Your Children.